Search and Rescue is an entirely volunteer service, and we're constantly looking for new recruits. The number of call-outs we attend in Kent is increasing every year. So we'll be holding a public open day, so potential volunteers can come along and find out more about Search and Rescue. All types of people from all walks of life. We have chief executives, we have mums, we have bus drivers, police officers, all sorts of people that all live in Kent and want to give up their time to help vulnerable missing people. Like all volunteer organisations, we always struggle to attract new recruits. Anything we can do to raise public awareness in Kent and get people talking about Search and Rescue and potentially therefore looking to come and volunteer. And they can volunteer with us either in an operational role or in a non-operational role where they might help us with fundraising or administration. We average nearly 2 call-outs a week, but obviously when the weather deteriorates, that number can increase quite dramatically. Fortunately, we have successful outcomes more often than we have tragedies. But this year has been overshadowed by a number of very high-profile cases. We offer a basic training course which lasts over 3 weekends over 3 months. And as part of that, they'll also train on a Monday evening. And they'll get all sorts of training from navigation, how to use a compass and a map in the dark, through to crime scene management. And of course, everybody is trained as a medic. It can be really tough to keep morale going, particularly in long, prolonged searches. But the team, they're all volunteers, they're all very good friends. We train about 3 times longer than we actually search. There was a lot of training goes in behind the scenes. And like any organisation, people get behind each other and look after each other. For all the team, it's the positive outcomes that, which far, far outweigh the negative ones that keep everyone going and motivated to save a life is an amazing experience.